A record number 16 teams consisting of more than 300 professionals from local architecture, engineering, and construction firms, as well as design students, built massive structures made entirely out of canned goods at the New York State Museum last night. Now, this year's Construction Go Team-themed program at the New York State Museum, benefiting the food pantries for the Capital District, is underway. This year's participants have been challenged to collect 105,000 pounds of food in addition to a monetary donation to support local food pantries. The 7th annual Capital Region Construction is open to the public through Wednesday, March 22nd at the New York State Museum. To tell us more, we welcome Construction President Sarah Stein, Jill Shorter, who is Vice President of Teaming, which is a very cool title, by the way, and our good friend Natasha Pernicka, Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. It's a delight to see you all.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you all here. I will just quickly note and say that I have, just in the full disclosure, that my wife is also on the board and works with all you fine people. So it's a delight to have you here. And I was there last night during the build, and it's very cool. You got a lot going on there.
We sure did. It was so fun. It's really awesome that the teams come together, and there's hundreds of people on the fourth floor, and it's a really great environment.
So how did this whole thing get started 7 years ago?
So as you know, I work for EYP, and EYP has offices in many other cities, and we watched our colleagues participate in this thing called Construction that we previously didn't know much about. And so a small group of us got together and said, this is something that the capital of New York State should have.
Yeah.
We started looking for partners immediately and immediately developed partnerships with the New York State Museum and Price Chopper and the food pantries and worked as a collaboration to bring it here.
So as far as getting the teams together, Jill, what is that like of saying to people, okay, we want you to do this?
Well, we promote the event through our website, through a call for entries process. We have several teams that come back year to year, our veteran teams that have been involved for 7 years. And then we have a few teams that come on and off. They need a year off, whether they're too busy in their offices, can't handle the workload. So we put out a standard call for entries, and on the fourth floor of the museum, we're restricted to about 15 to 16 spaces. Because of all the windows and doors up there, and the first 16 that get in get the spots.
Yes, and the carousel, we should note.
Yes, and the carousel.
You're really close to the carousel. So let's talk a little bit about let's talk about what you have accomplished so far. So last year the goal was 100,000 pounds of food, and you met that, right?
We sure did. Last year we had 104,095 pounds of food.
Wow. So you're going for 105 this year, so you only need, what, 5 more pounds?
From last year. We got to get a little better every year.
We wish it worked that way.
That's good. So talk about a little how it works, and then we'll talk to the recipient of this as far as the food pantries and talk to Natasha. But so each structure has cans and other food items attached to it, and then when those are deconstructed, then they go to the food pantries.
That's right.
And when you put that into, and it's ultimately items, and you work with Price Chopper, that's how you get the food.
Sure. So the teams, after they design and create in the computer what they want to build, they essentially develop a really big grocery list. And they work with a store manager at Price Chopper, and they convert them into cases. Price Chopper wraps and palletizes and ships to the museum such that when the teams get there, they're ready to just build.
Go to town. It is very cool to see all of this. And, of course, as we mentioned, the food goes to the food pantries for the Capital District. And, Natasha, I mean, what does this represent in of the amount of food that you get in a year? How does this fill in that pie chart?
Sure. We were just talking about that this morning. So right now on the fourth floor of the New York State Museum, there's approximately 80,000 pounds of food. You have to go there to see it. It's amazing. And that represents about 53,000 meals. I don't know what kind of meals you would make out of that food, but it would be about 53,000 meals. So if you think about it, there's 47,000 people who visit our Food Pantry Coalition members last year. So it's essentially providing a little more than one meal to all 47,000 people who visit pantries every year.
That's awesome. So that is, that's a big part of it then.
That is a big part. And I think the other thing that I love about this amazing event is that it's bringing together so many teams that oftentimes are partners, but sometimes are competing as well. And they're coming together in Go Team. This is an amazing collaboration to make a huge impact in the community. So this opportunity to raise awareness that hunger even exists, a lot of people don't realize how many people are struggling in our community. So it's a really great chance to come together and make a difference.
Here's what I've learned during the build last night is you all go from firm to firm because you've all seemed to have worked with each other at one point or another, right?
There is somewhat of a reunion on the fourth floor sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I haven't seen you since I left. That's great. So, Jill, talk a little bit about the teams and about the structures that we'll see, because that really is the cool part, to bring the family.
Sure.
To go and to see, and then we'll just make the huge push for bringing cans.
Great.
But as far as the teams and what people will see.
Okay, we have 16 incredible teams. Our theme is Go Team, as we said earlier, and you'll see a little bit of variety of everything. We have a few sports-related structures, some football, some soccer, hockey. We have an Olympic torch, which is pretty cool. We have a tribute to hunger, a four-sided cube, which highlights one agency that's mission is to fight hunger on each side of it. We have some things for kids. We have Pokemon. We have Bakugan. We have a set of minions, which are always a crowd pleaser. So you'll get a wide variety of things. And these 16 teams represent some of the finest architects, engineers, and contractors in the region. They're the people who build your most essential facilities, your roads and bridges. We have teams like MJ Engineering, EYP, Mosaic Associates, who's one of the oldest architectural firms in the region. We have CS Arch. We have Turner Construction, who's our only new team this year. We have actually my firm, Ryan Biggs Clark Davis, participating, CT Mail. We have Springline Design, RPI Architecture, Stantec, a wide variety of firms that come back year after year to support this mission.
This is great because it does work on really a couple of levels. One, of course, being the great work that it's doing for the community and for bringing this industry together, but also for just a fun event to go bring your kids to, or
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Adults
mm-hmm.
as well, and see these really neat structures that are made. I mean, here were some of my favorites last night. There was a sled dog.
Yes.
Big old
yes.
sled dog. And he has a sled, and there's snow made out of marshmallows.
Right.
And, of course, the dog's made out of cans. And he has a great nose. And and then there is the magical mystery machine. Scooby-Doo
yes.
is there.
Very
He's
cool.
very
yeah.
cool.
Very colorful.
Very colorful. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And the where it says mystery machine is made out of little Kool-Aid packets.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you mentioned the torch, which is awesome, the Olympic torch with the Olympic mm-hmm. rings. That's really neat.
Yes.
And yeah, the minions. It's really fun. There's some great, great stuff to see. And the one you mentioned, there's the NCAA trophy.
Correct. Yes.
I think that's
Mosaic,
right?
Yes.
That is really neat.
Yes.
And
very great
neat.
Timing. Great
Good timing.
Timing. Yeah.
Good stuff. So it's a lot of fun to see and to bring the kids. Now, so when you bring the kids, the whole idea is, because you mentioned, Natasha, there's, 80,000 pounds of food up there. So you say, well, how do you get to 105,000 pounds of food? Well, that's where the public comes in, right? That's where people come in. And because the way you vote for your favorite structure is you bring a can. And we want you to be like a Chicago voter and vote often.
We want them to vote very often. So we are looking for an additional 10,000 plus cans from the community. We're asked often if they have to be cans. It's just any non-perishable food. It could be cereal or pasta or boxed food. So each structure will have a bin in front front of it that has a Food Pantry's logo on it. And visitors to the museum should bring as much food as they're comfortable bringing and choose their favorites. They're going to have a tough time, so bring more than one because you'll want to vote for multiple teams.
Right.
And then they'll put the food in the bin of the structure they like the best. The Food Pantries is an incredible volunteer team that's counting on a regular basis. We're going to be totaling these tallies, and not only is it going to add to that number, but whoever collects the most food will win the coveted People's Choice Award.
So if you've been there for all 7 years, you know what you're in for, and you can go, and it's just fun because it always changes, and the structures are never the same. There are always new structures. So then, but in front, but if you've never been there, in front of each structure, which are enormous, they're really big and fun and cool to see. And by the way, bring your camera because they look great in your cell phone. They really do. Some of them look even better. Like you look at it and you go, "What the hell is that?" And then you put up your cell phone to it, and you're like, "Wow, it just pops. It's really cool." Anyway, so you but in front there is a receptacle, and you can put your can in there to vote, and that is how you collect the food for the. For the food pantries. And then you, Natasha, your crew has to pick all that up and figure it out.
That's right. Yeah, we distribute it to the food pantries. Within a couple weeks, we're able to get all that food out. So as a coalition of 56 food pantries here in the Capital District, one of our major responsibilities is delivering and distributing food. So our trucks will be on the road Monday through Friday delivering the construction goodies, and the pantries really appreciate the time of this event because it helps them stock their shelves after the busy holiday season. You know, there's a lot of food drives and things happening and a lot of people visiting pantries, but people are visiting food pantries all year round for food, so this really helps us restock the pantries.
Talk a little bit about, because this struck me from the very beginning, but for the most part, as Sarah said, there's when a team decides on what structure they want, then there is the shopping list that they have. But in most cases, that shopping list also goes along with what you need at the pantries. I mean, you're getting the stuff that you really need.
Sure. I mean, as you mentioned, some of the structures use things like Kool-Aid or marshmallows as design features. But the teams are really thoughtful as well in making sure that there's food that provides nutrition. And our pantry coalition provides food to those in need that's based on the MyPlate model, which is like the new food pyramid. So they're giving out proteins, grains, fruits and vegetables and dairy. And so they need all of the things that you look in your cabinet. You know, what do you have? Pasta, sauce, soup, tuna, peanut butter, cereal, pancake mix.
A lot of tuna cans. A lot of tuna cans, which is great. Or whatever other kind of canned meat. But yeah, good, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of pasta sauce and that kind of thing.
Complete meals, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is very important to the pantries to get those needed items. And the teams are very thoughtful in making good choices in providing nutritious food.
When you, Sarah, when you look at this, I said in the introduction, say a record number, but you're pretty much as big as you can get now. Yes.
Yeah, you know, our board is growing, and we're so proud of the Capital District. I mean, of a city that's less than 100,000 people, to have this many people involved in one event is really quite extraordinary. We dealt with some brand new challenges this year about egress and fitting things and making sure that the structures are safe for this community to come and visit. And our board is going to have some awesome conversations this summer about what it will mean to grow and what do we do, because obviously we want to give the most food possible to the food pantries. The New York State Museum is the most ideal place to have this. They're an incredible partner, and so we'll just look forward to seeing what the next chapter of construction might bring.
I do have to say, just kudos to the New York State Museum, because not only do they have a great crew there, but it's just such a great place to have it. It's
wonderful.
You have that pretty much that floor to your, I mean, there's other stuff on it, but pretty much to yourself, and it's really cool to walk around and see everything.
It sure is. It drives a lot of people. There's incredible views to Albany. There's
a lot of
daylight.
It's
everything that we would want in an exhibit space.
Don't know that I've ever been there during the day, but yeah, it's very nice. Well, Canstruction, the 7th annual Capital Region Canstruction, is open to the public right now, and it runs through Wednesday, March 22nd. We can't emphasize enough the importance of bringing cans and voting. The whole idea of this is to get food for the food pantries for the Capital District. So when you come, bring cans, bring non-perishable food items that can be placed so that you can vote in your favorite structure. And these teams take this very seriously, don't they?
Very seriously.
Yeah, so this is a big thing. A lot of good bragging rights here.
It's quite an honor.
It is an honor. So get going, help them out, and just have a great day at the museum. It's CapitalRegionCanstruction.com for more information. CapitalRegionCanstruction.com. We also have some pictures on our website. We have the link on our website, and you can find out all of that good stuff. Again, it runs through the 22nd at the New York State Museum right here in Albany. My thanks to Sarah, Jill, and Natasha. You're all wonderful. Thank you very much. I know it's very hard to get on the show, so it's a good thing that you have my wife on your board.
That we pulled some strings. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly.
I wish you all the best and have a great time. And I hope you break the goal.
Thanks.
That'd be very cool. All right, let's go. Again, CapitalRegionCanstruction.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.